papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 21st day of February 2006 from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, folks. On today's program, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to interview a guy that, he's been in and around the media for quite a number of years, Danny Schlechter. He's got a book out, When News Lies, The Media Complicity in the Iraq War. And he also included a full-length documentary, Weapons of Mass Deception. And, folks, you want to talk about conspiracies? Well, we've got a conspiracy here. As a matter of fact, Danny Schlechter even refers to that. And it's the conspiracy of the run-up to the war, the media handling of the war, the embeds, and that's not E-M-B-E-D, that's in-bed, B-I-N-B-E-D. And even Christian Amanpour, that reports for CNN, complained that, well, they were being restricted. Media personnel were being targeted. They were being killed in Iraq. And, folks, we're running up here on March. Evidently, the date has been set. We're going to go to Iran. There has been a lot of backtracking off of this because, well, quite frankly, I don't think that they even need people asking questions prior to their surprise that's going to happen in March. All this designed for what purpose? Well, folks, death, destruction, lining pockets. Good diversion, too. Just as Bill Clinton used Bosnia-Herzegovina when he was in trouble. Evidently, Bush's trouble is surrounding him in Iraq. But is it really? Does it go to 9/11 that happened on his watch? What did he know? When did he know it? Well, we've drawn our conclusions, but we're not hearing anything from Mr. Bush because he's in a state of denial. And, well, our emperor is up there trying to keep his clothes on, quite frankly. So we will bring up Danny Schlechter here right after the first break. Do we have him, Mr. Producer? Okay, great. And he was just on, and I was talking with Doug Basham. He's got a show out of Vegas, and he just interviewed Danny Schlechter last Friday. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to have him on as long as he wanted to, but we got him today for the 2 hours. So we're very appreciative of that. And also, I do believe Doug Basham was mentioning that he wants to come on this network. Now, he bills himself as being progressive, but after talking with the guy, I don't know how progressive he is because he sees the same thing that you and I see. So I think we're going to give this guy a trial shot from 12 until 2 p.m. on this network, and we'll see how that works. It's got to be better than Uncle Stan. Stan, I love you, but, man, you don't know how much of a neocon you really are. I love you, brother, but you got to go back and study a little bit more. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll kick off this edition right after this break with Danny Schlechter, When News Lies, Media Complicity in the Iraq War.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Danny Schechter, and he's got a meeting, and we got to push this back a half hour, so he'll be joining us at the bottom of this hour, and then we'll have them on for an hour and a half. This guy must be busy with his book. At any rate, that will happen in about 20 minutes or so. Carl Schwartz, I've been talking to him the last couple of days. He called me a week ago, as a matter of fact. He just called me yesterday and again today to keep me updated on something that's going on here, folks, about the depleted uranium. And this is something I'm going to bring up with Danny Schlechter also, is that DU, with the embeds over there, they were to ask no questions, take no film, do nothing about the depleted uranium that has been going off by the tens of thousands of pounds in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, lo and behold, Carl said, told me a week ago, he said, look, he said, there's a problem. And he said, there's a nuclear reactor facility over in England. They have monitoring towers surrounding the area. The towers went off not too long ago and singing the song that we've got a radiation leak. DEFCON, DEFCON, hurry, hurry. Well, they checked out their reactors. None of the reactors were leaking. Well, what was setting off the sensors? According to Carl, and I'll do the follow-up story here from the Sunday Times from England, evidently there's enough depleted uranium that has been set off in Iran and Iraq that it's now in the upper atmospheres and in the jet stream. so much so that it even carried over to jolly old England and has been setting off the radiation detectors. According to the story from Mark Gould and John Lingode Thomas, radiation detectors in Britain recorded a fourfold increase in uranium levels in the atmosphere after the shock and awe bombing campaign against Iraq, according to a report. Environmental scientist who uncovered the figures through freedom of information laws says it's evidence that depleted uranium from the shells was carried by wind currents to Britain. Government officials, however, say the sharp rise in uranium detected by radiation monitors in Berkshire was a coincidence and probably came from local sources. The result from testing stations in the Atomic Weapons Establishment, or the AWE, in Aldemarsund, I do believe that is, and four other stations within a 10-mile radius were obtained by Chris Busby, a Liverpool University Department of Human Anatomy and Cell Biology. Each detector recorded a significant rise in uranium levels during the Gulf War bombing campaign in March of 2003. The reading from the park in Reading was high enough for the Environmental Agency to be alerted. Busby, who had advised the government on radiation and is the co-founder of Green Audit, the environmental consultancy, believes uranium aerosols from Iraq were widely dispersed in the atmosphere and blown across Europe. This research shows that rather than remaining near the target as claimed by the military, depleted uranium weapons contaminate both locals and the whole populations hundreds to thousands of miles away. The Ministry of Defense, the MOD, or MOD, depending on how you want to pronounce it, countered that it was unfeasible for depleted uranium could have traveled so far. Radiation experts also said that other environmental sources were more likely to blame. Now, hold on. Let me stop right here. What's to blame? Do your nuclear, do your radiation alerts go off for no reason at all? They're only designed to do one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that's detect radiation. So what is setting it off? If it's not next to the nuclear reactors or facilities that you have, if it's not leaking there, where is it coming from? Somebody walked too close to one of the towers with maybe a type of watch that glows in the dark, or maybe you got the old West Clock clock. Remember those little things that people were dying from? Yes, they were actually licking hands and licking the little uranium deposits that glowed in the dark at West Clocks, and they were getting cancers and dying. No, folks, there is depleted uranium in the air, and they're not telling us. Now, if you think about this, this is going back, 3 years? We have increased cases of cancers. The disinformation program that were run by some talk show hosts with the Gulf War syndrome, that has all to do with vaccinations, not depleted uranium. Funny, I haven't heard that person talking about vaccinations anymore. Continuing with the story, the shock and awe campaign was one of the most devastating assaults in modern warfare. The first 24-hour period, more than 1,500 bombs and missiles were dropped on Baghdad. During the conflict, A-10 tank buster planes, which use munitions containing depleted uranium, fired 300,000 rounds. The substance, dubbed a silver bullet because of its ability to pierce heavy armor, tank armors, is controversial because of its potential effect on human health. Critics say it's chemically toxic and can cause cancer, and Iraqi doctors reported a marked rise in cancer cases after it was used in the first Gulf conflict. Now, let me stop here again, because what we're seeing in Iraq and Afghanistan right now is almost tenfold in birth defects. And I have seen some of the pictures, folks. This isn't coming from vaccinations. This is coming from uranium poisoning. People are getting doused with this stuff. And the birth defects, I've seen the pictures. They're so bad that I won't even post them on the RBN Live site. That's how disgusting that it is. Continuing with the story, the American British governments say depleted uranium is relatively harmless. However, it's just harmless. The Royal Society, the UK's Academy of Science, has also said risk from depleted uranium is very low for soldiers and people in conflict zone. Well, of course they're going to say that. Now, Busby's report shows that within 9 days of the start of the Iraq War on March 19th of 2003, higher levels of uranium were picked up on 5 sites in Berkshire. On 2 occasions, levels exceeded the threshold at which the Environment Agency must be informed. though within, they called, safety limits. The report says weather conditions over the war period showed a consistent flow of air from Iraq northwards. Brian Spratt, who chaired the Royal Society's report, cast doubt on depleted uranium as a source, but said it could have come from natural uranium in massive amounts of soil kicked up by shock and awe. Other experts said local environmental sources, such as a power station, were more likely at fault. The Environment Agency said detectors at other sites did not record a similar increase, which suggested a local source. Now, the MOD spokesman said the uranium was of a natural origin, and there was no evidence that depleted uranium had reached Britain from Iraq. Well, there's some inconsistencies in this storyline, ladies and gentlemen. And coming up March 1st, I'm going to have Carl Schwartz on with another guest that will be named later. I don't want them to get to this guy to try to shut him up. But we're going to go through this depleted uranium deal. Because one of the things in the Middle East, as I said, the embedded reporters were not allowed to question them. As a matter of fact, in the DVD, The Weapons of Mass Deception, that Danny Schlechter has in his book, it's kind of a neat book, because in the back of this, you not only get his book, you get his DVD, and it's a full-blown and very, very, very fascinating expose of the run-up on the war, who was controlling the flow of the informations, and it just goes on and on and on. Well, one of the things that they caught on tape was written on a chalkboard over there in Iraq, the what is off limits, and the embeds were not allowed to ask about. Well, of course, body count was in there, but depleted uranium was high on the list. Now, this is a poison, ladies and gentlemen. Just ask any of the peacenik groups out there. They'll be the first ones to tell you, uranium, bad. Bad thing. Well, that's what we're using in our munitions. Sabotaged rounds, they travel very, very quickly, pierce armor many, many, many inches thick. And we've been dusting the entire Middle East with this stuff. Part of, I'm sure, the population and control mechanism. But folks, the United States government is using uranium. Isn't this odd that we're going to go into Iran because they're thinking about building a nuclear reactor or two, or maybe using those sources as, building their own defensive weapons, nuclear weapons. But here we are spreading the same type of contaminant all over the Middle East. And, of course, England is going to chime in on this deal, as the report that I just read you, the story. They're going to go hand in glove with what the United States is doing, because Tony Blair and George Bush have been joined at the hip on this deal in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not too much has been said, and this is kind of funny, because not too much has been said about this impending attack on March. Tony Blair said nothing. Jacques Chirac said, well, hey, we've got no problem nuking Iran. Now, this is Jacques Chirac saying this. Now, what harm, Mr. Chirac, did Iran do to France? I'm a little mystified here. And, of course, there's this nebulous little consortium of countries that are getting together and taking turns bad-mouthing the next victim, the next sovereign nation. So what harm did Afghanistan and Iraq do to the United States? What harm did they do to England? What harm did they do to France? We had Ariel Sharon coming out and making statements. Well, we're just going to nuke Iran. He backs off before he strokes out. Said, we're going to let other people handle this. The United States comes out and makes the statements. England backs off. And then we have France popping up with the very same rhetoric. Oh, it's just a consortium, folks. Welcome to your global governance, where you get the bully boys all pooled in one little area. They pick their victim, and then they go beat up on them. And the run-up to all this stuff, of course, is psychological operations, psyops. And that's exactly what they're doing now. So it's going to be an interesting year this year, ladies and gentlemen, because we've already heard from many different sources. We go into Iran, expect the oil prices to jump. I've heard anywhere from $165 a barrel to over $360 a barrel. And if that happens, there goes the United States economy, right down the proverbial tubes. So it's a dangerous game that these people are playing, and nobody is winning anything because there's no prize to win. Oh, except for freedom and democracy for the people in Iraq that would rather have Saddam Hussein back in power.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let's go to the phones here while we wait for Danny Schlechter. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
First, I want to say that, yeah, it'd be cool if you could get, oh, geez, my main just went blank. Bash mine here. I gave Stan Solomon a chance. You know, I mean, I wasn't like, you know, the rest of those people, you know, started to blast him before he even really was on. You know, I gave him a chance, but boy, he was a neocon. I mean,
well, and again, I don't want to get into to bash and radio show host here. I'll just say that I've known Stan Solomon for a number of years, and I was only aware of his programming prior to September 11, 2001. And unfortunately, he's convinced himself that people like he's aligning himself with people like Sean Hannity and the likes on this deal, and I tried to help him out and send him some information about 9/11. I sent him Carl Schwartz's book. I sent him a lot of information, and evidently he didn't sit down and take this seriously. And, you know, it comes at a point where you have to make a decision when you run a network as to not only the type of programming but the content. It's just not flying. I mean, I watch the guy's numbers, and they're dwindling every day. So the people have been very, very nice, and I'd like to thank the audience out there, the listeners to this network, that they gave me at least an opportunity. A few people gave me a lot of crap over this, but, you know, you don't know until you put him up and let him run to see where he's going to go.
Right.
What rabbit hole are you going to jump down? And he's made his choices. I mean, he brought up the John Birch Society today, which it was kind of fascinating that he did. But he's going to make other arrangements. He's going to be on another network somewhere. And I wish him well. You know, not everybody wakes up at the same speed.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
I know Daryl left under, you know, controversy and stuff like that. But he's been on Michael Collins Piper's show a few times. Is there any chance that he's going to be coming back on to RBN?
No, because he's not learned the number one lesson. You don't foul the nest that you're in. And so far he's fouled both of them. So, you know, and this is another thing that I didn't want to really get into today, there seems to be people out there with overextended egos that seem somehow to think that this network is a threat to them selling videos or something. And this is really a shame because I think we all understand where we're at in this country. And I think people are starting to show their true patriotism, or at least where their loyalties lie or what they're trying to hang on to. And that is really misfortunate. It's a misfortune. It's wrong. But it's continuing. And I quite frankly, I put out the word to the individuals out there, they want to come on this show and have any kind of debate with me, they're more than welcome to do so, because I'm getting tired of it. This needs to be put down, and we need to move on.
How close are you to you and Doug, you know, on getting something worked out?
Well, I talked with him last night. I talked with him for about an hour, and he bills himself as being a progressive, and I went through the routine. I said, look, the Republicans have been hijacked by special interest and then the neocons. I said, the Democratic Party, he's 58 or 59 years old. I said, you've been around long enough that you understand the old school Democrats. And he said, yeah, they were more progressive. I said, but the problem is that the Democrats and people that are following these people, they're nothing but carriers for the Marxist water boys. So I'd spoken to him. His wife and he had been listening to a lot of the programming on the network, and he seems to think it's a good fit. And I am one to try to draw somebody in that has developed another audience. He was beating people like Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and Sean Hannity's radio program when he's out in Vegas. So he was beating them steadily, but the station still fired him. This was a 50,000-watt blowtorch. He said, wait a minute. He said, I thought it was about the numbers. And he said, well, you're talking about George Bush, and we just can't have that. So here again is more media control. So I'm going to give Doug Basham a shot. I think we can do that by the end of this month.
Have you ever considered Black Op Radio, too, maybe carrying some of that?
Well,
because it's only on once a week, so
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Fetzer are on there, and, you know, I mean.
Fetzer, which Fetzer?
Fetzer, you know, I can't think of his first name right now.
Mm.
He's on Szymanski's show, I think.
I don't know who Greg had on, but at any rate, I don't know.
Jim Fetzer, I believe.
Jim Fetzer. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, good going, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Charles in Texas. Hello, Charles.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on. I have a question on how come it's only reported in England about the rise in radiation and not in other parts of Europe?
Well, they're a good question. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have Carl Schwartz on. He's been ferreting out the information on this, and we're going to have, I think, Doug Roeke on also with him, and we'll do that program on March 1st.
Okay.
But if they detected it over there, and they're already saying it's coming from natural sources, and there's nothing, I don't expect the United States or any administration or any service or anybody, whether government-owned or controlled or funded here in this country, to say anything about it. But this depleted uranium has to go somewhere. You know what? Remember all the stories, all the brouhaha here about the oil wells and how it was fouling the air? Well, when you have intense desert heat and you're blowing off stuff and it's putting up microscopic particles in the atmosphere, and this is aside from the sandstorms that they regularly have over there,
right.
Yeah, we've got a lot of DU floating around in the air. Good question, though. We'll have to ask Carl that question.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. Mike in Austin, I'll take your call. And we'll attempt to reconnect with Danny Schlechter when news lies, the media complicity, and the Iraq war. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we've got one more caller holding, and then we'll get to our scheduled guest today, Mike in Austin. Go ahead, you're on the
John,
air.
Hi. I'm a great fan of the show.
Yes, sir.
I went to go see the Dylan Avery show on Saturday.
Yes,
awesome.
Loose Change too. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And took my brother with me, and he's opened his eyes up and is getting more people awake. I'm an RBN partner also. I want to urge everybody out there to support your network. This is what I did for one day. I didn't listen to RBN. And just listen to the mainstream media and realize what I was missing and realize the value of programs like yours and all the programming you have. So
that's why we're so severely underfunded, because anybody that holds the moniker of truth, because you can handle the truth, is, of course, not going to have the corporate funds flowing into our coffers, so we need to expand to put this programming out.
I understand, and I'm doing all I can. I've gold and silver, books, videos, whatever I can from your network.
Well, we appreciate the support. We really do.
Sure, and I just kind of want to give a shout-out to everybody that support RBN, and that's all I want to say for today.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your call.
If you want to know why the war was packaged and reported the way it was, you have to know something about our American media system. It's a system dominated by just a handful of companies, and they're all around me here in the chaos of Times Square. All the big brands, MTV, Viacom, Bertelsmann, ABC, NBC, Reuters, they surround me physically. What they represent is the power of media power to promote economic and political agendas. What they represent today is a merger of newsbiz and showbiz. What they represent is a consumer culture. To them, the war was a product. They sold it, and we bought it.
I have with me Danny Schechter. Good afternoon, Mr. Schechter. How are you doing?
Who said that?
I was
just listening to some guy ranting there. Actually, it was me. Danny Schechter. Pleased to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. This was mailed to this network, and I looked at this. This is what we've been talking about, the illegality of the Iraq war, the unconstitutional measures that Congress decided to take, handing over and ceding power for preemptive war to the king that only has half of his clothes on and there in Washington, D.C., and I'm referring to Mr. George Bush. And, Danny, it just seems to me that, you know, we knew that we were watching the medias. We were watching Rupert Murdoch's Fox News, which, according to your information, they headed up the disinformation program. But NBC, ABC, CNN were following suit. The ones that, according to your sources and information, PBS was the most fairest on the coverage of the run-up to the Iraq war.
Well, The viewers of PBS tend to be better informed to begin with. They read newspapers. They're, you know, it tends to be a more of, I wouldn't say an elite audience, but a better educated audience. So in that respect, they maybe were less, they were less taken with just the one-sided government claims. But, you know, I would say that all of the media outlets did a very poor job. I mean, I've read critiques of NPR's coverage, and, you know, they all sort of jumped in on this whole thing where, you know, America's going to war and we're going to cheer for our guys. And that was a lot of the impulse in a post 9/11 environment where, you know, being patriotically correct was seemed to be the, you know, the rule of the day. And, you saw all the anchors wearing, American flags in their, lapels. You heard all the, like, us and them kind of talk, journalists referring to we as opposed to, you know, reporting on the U.S. military as if they were part of it. You know, no wonder we had a lot more selling than telling, a lot more jingoism than journalism.
Well, and I made fun when I first heard the term embed, E-M-B-E-D, where they decided to carefully manage the news crews in Iraq, where they could go, what they could show. And even in your video presentation, the weapons of mass deception, they even had depleted uranium there that don't ask any questions about this, don't film anything.
Right.
So they had a do not talk about or do not ask policy over there.
Yeah, there was definitely a media management, you know, but the problem is that the networks went along with it. Rather than saying, okay, we'll embed our reporters with the U.S. military to get a better view of how the soldiers are doing and how the war is going, but we'll also embed somebody in a hospital or with a humanitarian organization so that we can look at the consequences of the war. That's the part that was missing. In other words, the impact of the war on people's lives and also, how the American military actually felt about it. There was so much media control going on, so much control and staying on message and spinning all of this, that the American people basically got a perception of what was going on that was at variance with the truth. We know now that the WMD issue was inflated, that Iraq may have had WMDs but didn't by the time the war was starting, that Iraq had no effective alliance with bin Laden, that Saddam and bin Laden represented different political poles in the spectrum of ideas in the Arab world. But all of this was conflated. You know, until the war in Iraq, WMDs only stood for nuclear weapons. We suddenly found them being referred to liberally, you know, to chemical weapons and biological weapons, as if the delivery systems of those weapons were in place, which they weren't. So, you know, you had a lot of distortion going on here in the name of selling up a policy to the American people. And the American people, not being exposed to any other information, it was credible. Out of 800 experts on the air between the run-up to the war to the statues coming down in Baghdad, out of 800, only six opposed the war. Out of 1,716 on-air sources that FAIR documented, 71% pro-war, 3% critical of the war, okay? 63% of the people being interviewed were either government officials or former government officials. So we had what amounted to a state media system here. And that's troubling to me. I was at CNN. I worked for ABC News. You know, I grew up at a time when, you know, the Soviet Union had this kind of propaganda system as its news system. And we were supposed to represent something different. And what happened? And that's what I think we need to ask.
Well, I was scheduled, and I was talking with a producer. We were in close contact with. I was going to be on Phil Donahue's program, and I kept telling the producer. I said, "Rumor has it that his show is going to get canceled." And he said, "Look, I would be the first to know something like that." He said, "You're wrong." Well, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, we were to schedule out my appearance in Phil Donahue, and he called me and he said, "My God, how did you know that?" And I said, well, just take a look at Mr. Donahue and what he's against. Everybody saw the clip, which, is, by the way, is on rbnlive.com. Go up and look at the exchange between Bill O'Reilly and Phil Donahue. Bill O'Reilly got so angry that he threatened to throw Phil Donahue out of off the set at Fox because he wasn't agreeing. And, you know, this is a strange set of circumstances because what's happening with this, Danny, is... You know, we've had a conflagration of people in this country that they were ticket voters, that they were for this party or that party. Well, the the Republicans have been hijacked by the Project for a New American Century fine folks, the PNAC people, or the whatever you'd like to refer to them as. And we're not dealing with the Democratic Party of the old school. They've been infiltrated also. So, you know, we're dealing with political messages here. You know, you listen to Sean Hannity's program or Rush Limbaugh.
I was
on radio.
Just on it the other night. I know exactly what you mean.
On Sean Hannity?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you were able to make salient points and finish all your statements, right?
Well, having been on it before, I think I did pretty well, but it's difficult to do. You know, if your listeners want to see my appearance, it's actually on mediachannel.org, which is the website that I edit. We actually have a technology that allows us to show clips from these shows, and we have that clip up along with many others. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's difficult to get in there. I mean, as it turns out, I was a radio, talk show host and also an on-air personality. So, you know, I know how to, like, kind of keep my point of view out there and be assertive about it. But, you know, most people don't know that. And you know, Fox sets people up to knock them down. I mean, that's the whole idea of it.
Well, it has a lot of people fooled, Danny, and I feel badly for the conditioned people out there in TV land, because it's just not television. It's also the print media. I mean, when you look at the monikers and the lines that Fox uses to promote itself, we report, you decide. No, what they're doing is they're reporting what they're deciding on, and then they'll throw the information out at you, and then they'll do polls that they'll read on the air to see how effectively their misinformation is affecting people.
You know, it's a science. You're absolutely right about that. They're onto something there that is extremely... well thought through, calculated, with a tremendous amount of marketing money, et cetera, as part of it. So you have a reality there of media manipulation at the highest levels. Now, unfortunately, a lot of our other networks wanted to outfox Fox. That's what was happening at MSNBC. We had an intern out of my company, Global Vision. That's globalvision.org on the web. And she went to work for MSNBC during the war. She was part of a team whose whole job it was to watch Fox 24 hours a day. And if Fox broke a story, MSNBC wanted to have it within a minute or 2 minutes, okay? On the theory that people flip around so much, they wouldn't remember where the story first came from. So MSNBC referred to Fox as the patriotism police. You know, that Fox was in a position to attack them, and so they tried to outfox Fox. That's why they fired Phil Donahue, they hired Michael Savage. They had ads, you know, on the air, God Bless America, you know, on MSNBC, you know, just blatant, you know, patriotic pitches and the like. They were trying desperately to boost their ratings by identifying with what they thought was a popular war at the time. And if you remember, Peter Arnett, you know, Peter Arnett, who was working with MSNBC at the time as through an arrangement with National Geographic, and he was in Baghdad. He was the only reporter there once again after he was in the first Gulf War. And he was reporting, and he was targeted first by Fox, who started attacking him after he went on Iraqi TV to say the same things he was saying on MSNBC, namely that there weren't enough troops there, that this thing was going to turn into a disaster, which it did. And he was targeted first by Fox, and then the Free Republic website mounted an email campaign, you know, where 20,000 emails targeted NBC officials and MSNBC officials demanding that they fire Arnett because he was a traitor, okay? I've seen the emails. I also spoke to an official at National Geographic, you know, who ran their website. He told me, he says, yeah, we tracked back these various emails, and they all came from one place, Free Republic. They weren't really expressive of the public. They were expressive of a group with an narrow agenda. So I went to my boss. I went to MSNBC. I went to NBC. I said, this is an organized, orchestrated campaign. This is not the voice of the American people who are denouncing Peter Arnett. Okay? And their response was this. They said, you may be right, but we live in a world of perception, not reality. And the perception is that Peter Arnett crossed the line. He's not patriotic during a war. We have to let him go.
But that's the point, because when people are watching MSNBC or CNN or Fox, they're making people's reality their perception. That's exactly the point. So when they're up there and misdirecting and misinforming people or outright lying to them, this is where the majority of Americans are still getting their news sources. They're tuning into Fox. They're watching Bill O'Reilly. They think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, well, and they're watching this.
Let's try to understand why O'Reilly was able to be successful and why Fox was able to be successful. They came out of the box with a tremendous, it's not just political. They were able to take TV techniques, graphics, music, fast-paced presentation formulas, talk radio formats that had worked on the radio and brought them to television. And so actually, you know, Fox was two networks. It was a news network, maybe in the afternoon and in the early evening. Then it became a talk show network, and it was an entertainment network in the morning with Fox and Friends. And oh, Roger Ailes very carefully designed program formats to resemble the most popular shows on cable, which is wrestling, okay? The idea was have more heat than light, have, you know, larger-than-life personalities, you know, kind of blasting and knocking out, you know, kind of weak liberals and the like. And this was all designed, and it was effective in a way because so much of the rest of the news was predictable and bland and the like. And so Fox was able to establish its brand to being, in a way, better packaged television than their competitors. And it took CNN a long time to try to respond. Now they're trying to respond by, you know, by outfoxing Fox too, with, you know, more right wing personalities and the like, you know, and to try to say, see, we're pro American also, which is, you know, it's a sad, you know, commentary on a news network that I once worked for. I was at CNN in 1980 when it went on the air, and there was a lot of idealism there. Ted Turner even had the UN flag flying over CNN
right
at that time, you know, to demonstrate a commitment to the world and that media should serve the world and this sort of thing.
Well, it's self-serving interest. How many corporate dollars, how many companies that are either in ownership or directly get the revenues from these major corporations, if they were starting to do straight news stories, how many of these advertisers would be forced to pull?
Well, yeah, you know, there's that, but there's also a way in which, you know, a company like News Corp, okay, these people have strategic alliances with other news organizations. They have satellites which provide, you know, places for other channels to be seen, Echo Star and the like. They have newspapers. They have magazines that do promotion, you know. So everybody sort of has an interest of getting along with each other and promoting each other and the like. And so as a consequence, Murdoch, you know, not only intimidates and bullies, but he also seduces and co-opts a lot of people. And, you know, so you have this bizarre media world which has shifted to the right, all of it. And that's why I believe that we need to have an analysis of media as a system, not just as a right-wing outlet like Fox. We have to look more carefully at how all of these networks operate. That's why I got involved in creating MediaChannel.org as a network. And when I started it, I went to Walter Cronkite, who was somebody I admired from my youth as, you know, the most trusted man in America. Not only did he agree to participate, but he recorded a statement, which is on the homepage of MediaChannel.org, that makes me sound like a moderate. He was so angry with the corporatization of news and the squashing of dissent and diversity of viewpoint. I've also now written 8 books about media, including my latest, When News Lies.
Hold on 1 second. We got to go to the break, and we'll get into that also. Much more to come with our guest today, Danny Schlechter. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
So what's the problem here?
I'm at the Fox News Channel, inside Fox and Friends, a program I monitor every morning. It's been the most extreme in its coverage of the war. I'm waiting for the makeup lady to come. I'm going on the air to talk about a conspiracy that happened 40 years ago, the Kennedy assassination. I made a film about that. Fox is not interested really in the conspiracy that's happening now in terms of the media, the military, and the administration. But that's not the subject they have me here to talk about. The past somehow can be handled safely. The present is another matter.
Well, you know what they say, that Fox is like not really fair and balanced, that it's really not even news. You know, do you watch it?
No.
No?
Don't scrunch your face.
I'm sorry. Because you're the third person we talked to who said they don't even watch it and they work here.
You just like deal with what's on top of people's heads, right?
Right.
You don't deal with what's in their heads, right?
Fox News may seem a fun place to its fans and a cartoon to its critics, but its ideological zeal is serious and carefully calculated, as longtime former producer Charlie Reyna revealed on a media website. Quote, "The roots of Fox News Channel's day-to-day on-air bias are actual and direct. They come in the form of an executive memo distributed electronically each morning, addressing what stories will be covered and often suggesting how they should be covered. The memo is the Bible."
That was you in the makeup room. You were getting done for the
for
the show.
Yeah, we should tell people, you know, this is all from my film. These clips are from my film, WMD, Weapons of Mass Deception, which is a movie about the media coverage of the war. And there's a website, WMDthefilm.com, that has a lot more information about it, as well as my new book, When News Lies, which is the story of WMD. And the DVD is actually in the book. So that's something new that's just come out, When News Lies, on the media and the war in Iraq.
If somebody wants a copy of your book, When News Lies, The Media Complicity in the Iraq War, and this is a great little marketing tool. In the back of this book, when you order this, you get the full-length documentary, Weapons of Mass Deception, and it was a perfect complement to this. How do they get copies of your book?
Well, it's published by Select Books. It's on Amazon.com and other places. Website is WMDthefilm.com, and you can order it from there. So, you know, we want people to obviously see this and organize screenings and the like. We think it's very important. What I've tried to do here is not just talk about the war and the media, but also about what happens when somebody like myself, as a former network producer, actually challenges the media on this issue. The kind of reactions I've had from newspapers and other people in the media, you know, who have often initially were very threatened by this, try to dismiss it, try to just marginalize me to the extent that they could, and then ultimately came to see that, in point of fact, I was onto something. So, and many media organizations then went through essentially a process of examining their own material, their own coverage, and agreed that it was flawed. You know, there were all these mea culpas from the Washington Post, the New York Times, and others who were saying, you know, our coverage was off.
Well, the quote here from Peter Arnett in your book, he said, "This is the best book to date about how the media covered the Second Gulf War, or maybe miscovered the Second War. Mr. Schechter, on the day-to-day basis, analyzed media coverage. He found the most arresting, interesting, controversial, stupid reports, and has got them all in this book for an excellent assessment of the media performance of this war. He is very negative about the media coverage, and when you read this book, you will see why he is so negative about it. I recommend it.
I started out doing something which all of your listeners could do, too. I embedded myself in my living room, okay? I started watching the news with my remote controls and flipping from from place to place. And lo and behold, what did I see was this tremendous uniformity of approach. All of the networks basically taking the same position.
It's the cookie cutter. I'll tell you what, we've got a break. For you international shortwave listeners out there, 50-50 on your dial. For all you folks listening to us on the AM or FM station right now, internet, whatever the case, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the